This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu from a family involved in manufacturing clothes for several decades to developing their own recognizable brand names like Kids Chen and Nietzsche. Kay Chow joins the family fold in leading one of its brands, Dressing Paula. Nice to be speaking to you, Kay.
Hi. Morning, Frida.
Kay, did you know you were always going to join the family business?
Not in the beginning. I guess it's somewhat in my childhood I thought I did. And then, you know, I was trying to... I stayed away from it for quite some time. But, you know, eventually I ended up finding my way in.
All right. Was it an expectation that, the kids would be involved in the family business?
Yeah. I think my mother kind of groomed us to be, you know, eventually... taking part in the family business,
right.
Yeah.
You know, so when the brand first started, not the different brands, but the family manufacturing side, how long has that been around?
Oh, I think that's been around for a good 30 years, I think.
Years. And decision to start their own different brands from Nietzsche to Kids Chen to Dressing Paula, that came about later?
Yeah, I think that came about maybe 10 years later.
Right.
Yeah, so we were manufacturing, and then we were manufacturing for Metro Jaya and things like that. And we thought, you know, we had all these sources, resources, and we just thought, you know, why not make some for ourselves? Because we were already custom making suits for certain clients.
Right.
So, yeah, so we thought, why not sell some ourselves?
Right. And then so this was the first brand was Nietzsche.
The first brand was Nietzsche, yeah.
Okay, so that's already... Even that has been around for close to 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you have to think how old you were when it started, right?
Yeah.
So you actually grew up in this environment, right? And even with all these different brands, you also have one particular one, which is Style Rent, which you also rent out evening clothes, right?
Yeah, so that we started last year. Mm-hmm. We also saw, we had these resources on sourcing for all these like dresses and also affordable brands,
right.
International brands. So we just thought, you know, why not we rent out some ready-to-wear? A lot of obviously is evening gowns, but we also do cocktails and stuff like that.
Right, because people don't want to, I guess like people, if you were to buy them, you know, you'll have a lot in the closet and you probably just wear them once, thanks to social media.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you look at weddings nowadays, people dress up like, it's insane, you know, the type of dresses that people are wearing. So we just thought, you know, why pay thousands of dollars for a dress that you're going to probably wear one or two times in your life?
Right. Okay. So, and of course, now you're taking, you're involved in Dressing Paula. How long has the Dressing Paula brand been around?
It's 9 years old, so we're turning 10 next year.
Okay. When did you take over the brand?
Oh, I think about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Not saying, yeah.
Yeah. What did you do differently about it?
You know, I think when we first started out, when Dressing Paula first started out, it was mainly to supply a gap in cocktail wear.
Okay.
So, but, you know, when I joined, I felt like there was a gap in workwear, you know, in really modern workwear. So I came in and decided, you know, let's change it up a little bit. We still have our cocktail wear. We just changed the core of it to mainly workwear, yeah.
Mm. And your tagline is Designs for the Purposeful Woman. What's the thinking behind that?
We, you know, like I said, you know, in the beginning we were designing for cocktail wear and I saw the gap for modern workwear. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking... When we were doing the rebranding per se, we were like looking at the women or the muse that we were designing for, mm-hmm. and we found that these women were very purposeful, mm-hmm. meaning every decision that they make was with intention, mm-hmm. you know, intention to grow, intention to improve, intention to learn, right? So yeah, so that was the thought behind that new slogan.
Okay, so there is an avatar for this.
Yes.
Okay.
Her name's Paula.
Okay. And yeah. The name's Paula, and she'd be in her 30s, that kind of thing, or late 20s to 30s, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. And when you look at this brand then, right, what are your marketing strategies?
Our marketing strategy was, you know, leveraging, obviously, on our personalities. And we don't call them influencers because a lot of them are not influencers. We would say, you know, these are real, these are actual working women in the industry. Mm-hmm. You know, and their main job is not to be an influencer. Mm-hmm. So there are, a lot of them are entrepreneurs. So we thought, you know, to leverage on the right kind of personalities,
right.
You know. Yeah.
Okay, so you work with that. And then a lot of online, in terms of marketing spend, it'll be on online marketing?
Yeah, a lot of online marketing. We initially first started out with just social media. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that has helped us quite a lot. Yeah.
Right.
In the beginning, yeah.
Okay, so your distribution channels are both offline and online, right? And you
yeah.
have both your own website and you also work with Zalora.
Yes.
Okay. So tell me about that. You know, starting a website was only this year.
Yes, we only just launched a website, our own website this year during the pandemic, obviously.
Okay.
But we've been in Zalora for like a really, really long time. Mm. We were probably one of the first brands that actually supported Zalora when it first came in. We were one of the first retail brands. Back then, they had a lot of the small boutique brands. So we felt that there was that need for online platforms at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's why we went with Zalora. And it was a great platform to test things out. Yeah.
Right, okay.
When we built our own website, it was easy to adapt. Yeah, not much changes.
Okay. And why do you think it was important to have your own website?
I think in terms of branding, it's just easier to control the messaging and the look and feel. It was just more, yeah, you have more control over those things.
Okay. And I know that you also have like an easy payment for clothes.
Yes. Easy payment is definitely one of those buy now, pay later kind of system.
Mm-hmm.
We are now using Hula, so you can actually pay via a 3-month installment interest free.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're trying to see how we can also help the customer, say, you know, probably, especially right now when a lot of people's pay cuts are being cut, but however, they still want to look good, you know, how can we help them?
Right. And you think the timing was right? I mean, you were going to launch that website whether it was a pandemic or not, right?
Yeah, I think regardless, we were going to launch it. Being in a pandemic, I think it just pushed us to discover more and what else we can do and really speed up the process in that
right.
sense.
Okay, so the experience has been interesting. Huh? I'm here with Kay Chow from Dressing Paula. We'll continue our chat after this. Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Behind Famous Men. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm speaking to Kay Chow from Dressing Paula. And of course, this is a brand under the umbrella together with other brands like Kitchen and Nietzsche. In terms of physical stores, how many physical stores do you have?
We have 9 at the moment.
Okay. And no, of course, that was affected with the pandemic.
For sure.
And all the more, that's why the website was important.
Yeah. I mean, although largely our sales was coming from our offline stores, our brick-and-mortar stores,
mm-hmm.
we were still having sales coming in from Zalora. Mm-hmm. However, we felt that, you know, to service our, you know, our offline customers better, you know, it was just no better time than to launch our online stores. So, yeah.
Okay. And the ratio from offline and online sales, what is it at the moment?
It's about 9 to 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So 9 is still the physical store?
Yeah.
All right. So that's still important for people when shopping. And hopefully, you're hoping to change the ratio.
We're hoping to change the ratio slowly over the years. Uh-huh. Even being with Zalora, you know, we still see some improvement in the online sales. However, you know, it's still less than 10%. But we still see that needle moving.
Right.
So that's a good sign.
Actually, what is the family-owned business called?
It's called NSC Clothier.
Right, okay. And of course, with that, all the different brands under it, right? With Dressing Paula, how often do you come up with new designs?
We come up with new designs every month, but this was pre-pandemic. Mm. However, right now, post-pandemic, we're not doing as frequently, probably every 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and when you come up with these new designs as well, because it used to be, did you used to do, you know, the seasons? It doesn't work that way, is it?
Dressing yes product? And no. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the beginning, we didn't have any seasons. And even until today, we tried to design seasonless. Mm. And again, this is pre-pandemic. We had a lot of customers, a lot of our clientele were people who travel for work.
Mm.
So we had to implement season clothing in there too, because a lot of time, you know, when they had to travel to colder countries for work, you know, they needed a good jacket or a good sweater for, you know, their meeting. So we had to implement some, not a lot,
right.
But yeah, some.
Okay, so but basically with a lot of the clothing brands, you have to come up with new stuff almost, you know, like you say, every month or every 2 months now because of the situation, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of brands out there, they actually do weekly release. Why we only do monthly is because our capsule is smaller and we always want our capsules to be stronger. Which means, you know, we put out the best of the best. And, you know, I sometimes feel too many choices for anybody
is
not great as well.
yes.
That's why you'll see a lot of times our designs only come in one color.
Right. There is the paradox of choice.
Exactly.
When you have too many choices, you can't decide.
Correct, correct.
Did you used to have fashion shows to show, you know, your latest collection?
We didn't really used to have any fashion shows. A lot of times, fashion shows for us was more of a PR hype rather than to, you know, showcase the collection to the public.
Right.
It's always been word of mouth. We always emphasize on quality. So we had hoped that, you know, people will always think about first quality when it comes to Dressing Paula. So it's always like, you know, their girlfriends telling another girlfriend saying, oh, you know, you should go check out Dressing Paula because, you know, the quality is really good.
Right.
Regardless of the style first.
Right.
So, yeah.
So that has never been a strategy?
No.
Ah, okay. So it's still very much online marketing, word of mouth, that sort of thing, working with real, well, influencers, real working people.
Yes.
Okay. Is your brand available beyond Malaysia?
At the moment, no, but we will be entering the Saudi market really soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saudi market, did you ever think of like even Singapore?
Singapore, actually, we have a lot of Singapore clientele.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was a lot of times they came, we have a store in Johor Bahru, so they used to come in to Johor just to shop with us.
Right.
So now I think when we launched our online store, it was the perfect time because they were also looking for, you know, they were looking to buy, but they had no other way.
Right.
So, you know, launching the online store, they could easily buy it now.
Right. Even with your online stores, right, where do you see most of your customers from? Is it more in the Klang Valley, Penang, Johor, the usual suspects?
Yeah, I think it's quite spread out, but I would say the top three is definitely Klang Valley, Penang, and my third is Singapore.
Oh, okay. Singapore/Johor.
Yeah.
Okay, because Johor is part of Singapore. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
you know, like, I'm sure you had grand plans for 2020. You know, what had to seriously change?
Oh, we had many plans in terms of, you know, new marketing initiatives. I think it just it hasn't changed. We just kind of delayed it a little bit and rethink our strategy and how we can do those things. So yeah, I think you'll be stay tuned for, you know, for more things to change to come.
Right. And I've got to ask, what's it like working in the family business? The dynamics?
It's never easy, you know, working with family. I think because, you know, you grew up together, so a lot of times you're more honest than you are if you are working in the environment where you have colleagues and things like that. I think, but because it's family, a lot of times you don't take it personally.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So it's easier to move on in that sense.
Okay. Okay. So it's easier to honesty works.
Honesty works. Yeah.
And you can, and so you don't take it to heart, you know, that sort of thing. We just have to say what we have to say. Right.
Yeah.
So, but, and your mother is still very much involved in the business.
Very much.
Very much. So the matriarch is involved. Okay. And when you look at consumer behavior, not just this year, but over the years, in the, you know, last couple of years where you've taken over, how has consumer behavior changed when it comes to fashion?
I think, let's say 10 years ago, or even 20 years ago when Michi first started, right? It was easier to sell because, in a way, brands dictated what was trendy because there was less access to internet. So, you know, customer didn't know what people were wearing at the other side of the corner of the world, right? And then you look back at 10 years ago, people were using internet a lot and they knew what trends they were that they wanted, right? But they wanted it at a really cheap price. However, in the past few years, I think a lot of times they... Especially customers are really smart. They grow, they keep evolving. So now they really do want something that is made of quality, well-made clothing, right? And even though with the pandemic, it's no better time to spend on things that are quality and you buy less, you know, but, you know, buy something that will last you for a lifetime, hopefully.
Right. So it's people are spending, using their money wisely, but they don't mind spending on quality. Maybe they don't buy as much, but they buy more on quality. I think that does it.
Yeah.
And, you know, although it may be fast fashion in a way, they still, it's not so fast.
Correct. Yeah. It's correct. It's not so fast. We're trying to, you know, fashion is obviously one of the main polluters of our environment. We're trying to change that narrative and see how we can... You know, how we can help as well.
Right. Okay. All the best in building that brand, Dressing Paula. I've been speaking to Kay Chow, and you've been listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.